Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
All right, New York studios are back up and running. From New York, Don Lemon, good morning.
That is the truth. They are back up and running. And I've got some good news this morning, Tom. I'm tired of all the bad news.
Thank you.
We hear so many negative statistics about young black men that it's sometimes hard to separate the fact from the fiction. Statistics like young black boys born today are more likely to go to jail than to go to college. Or statistics like there are more black men in prison than in college. The truth is that since 2011, there are more black men in college than there are in prison. While it's sad that at one point that statistic was true, it is fantastic that it is being turned around and quickly. It's being turned around by people like Kwasi Enon, a young African-American man who was accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
It's being turned around by 17-year-old black teens like Kentunde Ahmad of Oakland, California, who has a 5.0 GPA. That's right, a 5.0 GPA. I didn't know what a 1.0 was. GPA. And a 2100 SAT score. Yes. It is being turned around by people like the young men of Urban Prep Academy in Chicago. For the 5th year in a row, 100% of its graduating class of young black men of color is going to college.
Wow.
100% for the 5th year in a row.
Yes.
All 240
yes.
of Urban Prep seniors are heading to college. You can say that again, Tom. Would
yes.
you say? Yes. According to the letter from Urban Prep founder Tim King, these young men have received acceptance letters from over 185 colleges and universities and earned over $11 million in scholarships and grants. King states that these young men stand in plain view, ready to be celebrated, and ready to get the attention they deserve. I agree with him when he writes, quote, when we turn on the news and read the papers and often the sounds of negativity, of lack, of despair overwhelm us. It goes like this. Black men are absent. Black men are dead. Black men are killers. Black men are stupid. Black men are unemployed. Black men are in jail. Black men are nothing. That is also wrong when it comes to Kwasi Enon and Akintunde Ahmad and the 240 graduating seniors of Urban Prep, young, black, proud men. Yes, not only do they deserve our attention, but our praise and our encouragement. When I visited them back in 2008, just before President Obama was elected, I dubbed them the Little Obamas. The mm-hmm. Little Obamas. Mm-hmm. The first graduating class after that lived up to that nickname by all being accepted to college. There is a creed that is recited every morning at Urban Prep by all the young men at the school, and it reads like this. It says, we are our brother's keeper. We believe in ourselves. We believe in each other. We believe in Urban Prep. We believe. That's how it goes. And we should all believe in them. Theirs and our futures depend on it. I believe. Do you?
Yeah. I do.
Amen.